Markets, I'm Ed Donahue. Tech stocks had Wall Street slumping. The Dow lost 317 points. The Federal Reserve has decided not to change a key interest rate. Inflation has cooled. A transition is expected to rate cuts, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell says not so fast. He's still worried about inflation.
We need to see more evidence that sort of confirms what we think we're seeing and that tells us that we are on, gives us confidence that we're on a path to a sustainable path down to 2% inflation.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the administration knows the group responsible for a drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. troops.
We believe that the attack in Jordan was planned, resourced, and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kitab Hezbollah.
President Biden has been weighing response options. Senate negotiators are struggling to finalize a bipartisan deal that would pair policy changes at the border with wartime aid for Ukraine. Less than a week after a New York judge ordered Donald Trump to pay columnist E. Jean Carroll more than $80 million in a civil defamation trial, the former president was asked about it.
She didn't know anything about me. She didn't know when it happened, there was nothing. People are looking at that case. It's a disgrace. We're appealing that case. We had a very hostile judge.
Trump was meeting with union leaders in Washington. Justin Mohn is facing a first-degree murder charge. He's accused of beheading his father and posting a gruesome video on social media that shows him holding up the severed head. Kerry McCarthy lives in the neighborhood.
I totally screamed. Somebody sent the video, and I opened the video, and I was like, oh my God, that's the guy that, you know, I see every day that I knew something, you know, something was unhinged with him.
This is AP News. A witness to the killing of DJ Jam Master Jay of Run DMC testified in the trial of two men charged with the murder. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
For years, Uriel Rincon said he did not recognize the gunman who killed Jam Master Jay. In testimony Wednesday in New York, Rincon identified Carl Jordan Jr. as the shooter. Jordan and Ronald Washington are accused of shooting Jay in a recording studio in New York in 2002. Rincon said he saw Jordan give Jay a half handshake, and as Rincon looked down at his ringing phone, he heard gunshots, then saw Jay fall. Rincon said he realized he had been shot in the leg as well. Rincon testified Washington ordered another witness to the ground. When asked why he finally decided to come forward, Rincon said he felt Jay's family needed closure. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Seattle Seahawks have a new coach. Sources tell the AP he's Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You know what's the scariest part of October? Being vulnerable to cyber criminals. That's why this Cyber Scaries Month, you need Webroot Total Protection. With all-in-one protection for your devices, privacy, and identity, Webroot Total Protection helps defend every part of your digital life. Change your October from cyber scary to cyber secure with 60% off Webroot Total Protection at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.